Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
President Trump has declared a state of emergency in Louisiana ahead of Tropical Storm Barry's arrival.
WWL Radio's Dave Cohen is joining us from New Orleans. Dave, what's the latest forecast there for Barry?
Barry has gotten stronger today. Winds up to 65 miles an hour in the Gulf, almost at hurricane strength. The National Hurricane Center says it will get to hurricane strength before making landfall overnight tonight into tomorrow. And they're sticking with the forecast of extremely heavy rain, 20 inches widespread across Louisiana into Mississippi and Alabama, in some areas getting 25 inches of rain.
Dave, we don't like to use the K word, but are people thinking Katrina when they see Barry heading this way?
You know, normally if you talk about a strong tropical storm or a minimal hurricane, nobody worries about that here in New Orleans. But a couple of strange things happened with this storm. Wednesday, we had 8 inches of rain fall in 3 hours in New Orleans that had spun off of what was to be Tropical Storm Barry. And it caused widespread street flooding. 4 to 6 hours, the city of New Orleans was paralyzed by floodwaters that hundreds of cars went underwater, homes and businesses too. That had people on edge. Then the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said that there may be an issue with the Mississippi River, which has been at flood stage for more than 200 days, unprecedented, and we've never seen that happen, and a hurricane be approaching this area at the same time. Their fear is that water from the Mississippi will not be able to drain into the Gulf because of the storm surge that Barry is pushing, and the river then will back up and fill up. Questions have been raised if the Mississippi River levees will be topped. That's never happened in New Orleans, ever. And so that also has people concerned and worried about things like overtopping of levees. And when you say that in New Orleans, it does make people think of Katrina and the failure of the levees. The Corps says that's not going to happen.
Dave, thanks for the update. Reporter Dave Cohen in New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.